So I thought we should look at the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What are the kavanas we have during Kriya Shema? Because that's a separate mitzvah of the Eraisa and a core part of the davening. Chazal instituted Kriya Shema to be like a hakdama to tefillah. We know that because the birchas Kriya Shema are introductory to Shemoneh Esrei. We know that because if a person misses Zman Kriya Shema, he still says the brachos of Kriya Shema as long as he's before Zman Tefillah. So you see that when Chazal put the davening together, they attached the birchas Kriya Shema, which both are an introduction to Kriya Shema, but they're also an introduction into the Shemoneh Esrei. But the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself is independent. So I find that one of the intriguing parts of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a parsha in Vaschanan. The Rambam writes that a person reads Kriya Shema, the Lama Koyrin Kain, Masaris Hibiyadena. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusa? So we have a Masairah. The story that we know from Bayechi, that when Yaakov brought all of his children together in Mitzrayim, he was about to die, so then he asked them, Banai Shema Yesh Bechem Pasos. In other words, the way the Medrash says it is that when Yaakov Avinu was going to give them the bracha, so then all of a sudden the Salka, Ruach HaKodesh, went for him. So then he said he was nervous that there was that one of his kids was not Roy. So therefore he said, what could be going on over here? Well, maybe one of my kids is not a Maimon. Maybe he says, Mishena Oimet Imi B'Yichad Hashem. Maybe somebody doesn't hold, he goes for the core, not one of the other 13. Doesn't go for Mashiach. And then he goes, V'Yichad Shemai. So he says, Kinyan Sha'amar Lonu Moshe Rabbeinu. So I always found this intriguing because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the Eraisa to say Kriya Shema. Right. So then the Rambam says, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kriya Shema as Kabos Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabos Ol Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. But then the Rambam quotes a Medrash and says the Minhag Yisrael of saying Baruch Shem Kivay Malchusai is to put the mitzvah of Kriya Shema into the context of Yaakov Avinu. I also find that very intriguing that the Rambam would quote a Medrash to contextualize Shema Yisrael. So there's a very interesting Hamek Dover. Hamek Dover asked the question in Parshat Vaschanan. He says, why is there only, I think, three or four times in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Shema Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, says, you know, listen up, Shema. I think they're all in Sefer Devarim. So the Hamek Dover says what's unique about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is that this was part of the lore of Klal Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu was calling up this apostle that everybody knew. He said they all had to know this apostle because it was all in their tefillin already. So it means that they had to be familiar with the parasha of Kriya Shema, even though it was before Vaschanan. So the Hamek Dover says here Moshe Rabbeinu is an Arvos Moav, right, take his inheritance Israel, and he's saying a parsha with two different meanings. He's saying to the Jews that are there, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but he's also saying there was our ancestor Yaakov Avinu, and he's bringing together this whole story as he's about to take the Mitzvah to Israel. The other ancestor and was nervous because he's using the same. In other words, the Hamek Dover says that it says that when Klal Yisrael thought about the parsha of Shema Yisrael,
therefore we say
pre-Arvos Moav. So their minds went to the story they knew about Yaakov speaking to his children. So when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael and Arvos Moav, so he is reminding them, he's using part of the lore of part of the ongoing Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. And now he's taking a story that is part of the Mesorah and he's putting it into the Torah Shevichsav. And maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do that. So that would explain how why the Rambam would say that part of the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema is not only saying Shema the way it appears in Moschanan, but to say Shema the way Moshe Rabbeinu presented Shema to Klal Yisrael. And then, part of our Kavanah, I guess, and then, if Mene Yisrael then said, let's get the response of Yaakov Avinu, so that means that Mene Yisrael really wants us to be thinking about Shema on two different levels. One is Kabbalah's Omel Cheshmaim, right? That's the Netziv says, the Pshat that is, that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Hashem Elokeinu, he says that that Elokeinu is Kadosh Baruch Hu runs nature, the God of all powers. So Klal Yisrael has a unique access to Kadosh Baruch Hu's the universal God of nature, because the illustration that he gives us, and the Ramban describes it, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to every nation in the world through some kind of malach, like Sar Shalaisa. But the Klal Yisrael doesn't have any Sar Shalaisa. This is Parsha Vayetze. Kadosh Baruch Hu is on top of the ladder. Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us, even if it's a strong goal. So, you're saying that Hashem, the Ribon Shalom, the Shem of Yuchad, is our Elokeinu. Every other nation has a different, has an intervening malach to handle their derech hateva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is derech. So that's how we learn from Hashem Elokeinu. And the same means Kadosh Baruch Hu is ever present, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the same one who runs the world, so to speak. That brings together why Yitzis Mitzrayim is together with part of Moses Kriya Shema. And Hashem Echad, and the Tziv says Hashem Echad is a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs Nisim. So Hashem Elokeinu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world, Bavi Derech Hatel. And Hashem Echad, and that is the same Hashem who does Nisim. In other words, that the two are, that's bedrock Hashkafa, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Tev and the Baruch Hu of Nes is not two different processes. It's one is the routine and the non-routine. But the classic Kavanah, so Hashem Echad, is Rashi's Kavanah is Lasad Lavoi, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be recognized by everybody. So Hashem, who we recognize now, there will be a time, and the mainstream mahalach is that Hashem Echad means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is unique. He's different. He can't be described. And then when we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus, so again, according to Rambam, our minds are supposed to go back to the doubts that Yaakov Avinu had, that he was questioning his children, whether they holding in. In other words, it was really the moment of giving over the Mesorah, and he thought, it's not happening. And when they say, when they respond, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right, the Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, so they're saying, we are being Mekabel Mesorah, you don't have to worry anything, we are Mekabel Mesorah, everything. Right, which is even more meaningful if we look at the Shvatim as representing different forms of Avodas Hashem. Rafal Pekin was saying, yeah, different forms of Avodah, but we're all pulling the exact same direction. So then, when Yaakov Avinu is Mekabel, that the Mesorah is going on, he says, Shevach, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchus Olam Vaed. So all of this is supposed to be going on in our minds when we think about Kabbalas Ol Malch Hashemayim. I assume a personal Kabbalas Ol Malch Hashemayim. I assume that's what the real mitzvah is. Yeah, it was the right. Kabbalah Kadosh Baruch Hu's running everything. And the but at the same time, we're supposed to think about Yaakov Avinu when he was nervous that his kids were being influenced by all sorts of outside influences, that he questioned. And he questioned them because he had a momentary lapse. And the Chaim Volozhiner says that the kavana we're supposed to have, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai. It's like according to Rambam, our mind is supposed to go back to Yaakov Avinu. Baruch Chaim Volozhiner says that if we, the meaningfulness of this phrase in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kriya Shema is that the Kavod Malchus is the expanse of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is beyond our ability to express. In other words, the way he says Yichud HaBoreh, the degree of unity that the world has is beyond our ability to give expression to. So, Chaim Volozhiner says that one of the ideas of Hashem Echad is not just God's uniqueness. We see it as God's uniqueness klapei chutz, loss of love by all the nations of the world, or that He's not describable. Chaim Volozhiner sees Hashem Echad as that God's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all embracing and contains everything. So that's an idea that we can't wrap our minds around. So in recognition that we can't wrap our minds around it, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus. There is a Kavod Malchus out there that we can't fully appreciate. And we're recognizing it. And then HaMikdavar says that he says that Ava has two aspects to it. One is Vitor, that we were discussing last week, Sunday night. One is letting go. And the other aspect of Av, as we discussed last night, is the centrality of Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. So he says those two ideas are being expressed in V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, because B'chol Nafshecha is Mesiras Nefesh. We recognize that we're shooting by Sinev Shkodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the ultimate form of Vitor, of giving everything over. And B'chol Ma'idecha is B'chol Mida, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, we see Kodesh Baruch Hu as being central, and then we don't get distracted by that. So those are the two forms of Avah. So the one of the interesting things to ponder about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is B'yom V'Laila. So L'chaira, assuming what that means, is that there's a different kind of Kabbalah's Omel Hashemayim in the morning than there is at night. That the Kabbalah's Omel Hashemayim in the morning is thinking ahead, and the Kabbalah's Omel Hashemayim at night is retrospective. So they're different ways. They're different. In other words, when we begin something, so when we're being mekabel all means that whenever koyches I bring to bear come from Kodesh Baruch Hu, means I have a job of mishtadlus, but I accept that all my mishtadlus is going to be threaded through Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it means that b'chol derechecha odeyu. That's so. In the morning, my kabbalas all is on. That all of my activity is threaded through Kabbalah and Moshe Shmaya. Shtadlus, b'chol derechecha odeyu. At night, when I'm wrapping things up, so then I'm the kabel that all that transpired, Kodesh Baruch Hu worked out. So they're two different kabbalas. One of the curiosities of the mitzvah is that the time, the Rishba points us out, that the span of the nighttime is different than the span of the daytime. In other words, the daytime mitzvah is b'kumecha when you are getting up. And the mitzvah of the nighttime, the Yipaskin, is while you are sleeping. Right? In other words, you can, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema The first 3 hours. Right. That's when B'nai Melachim are getting up. The mitzvah of Krishma Shal Arvis is not when you're going to sleep, because if you don't stop, but it's not Bashmaris. That's the first, that's your Lazar. But we pasca in the entire night. That means that while people are sleeping. So, L'chor, that's inconsistent. Either should be while people are up and while they're sleeping, or getting up and while people are going to sleep. So I'm wondering whether that this seeming inconsistency really catches the two kinds of Kabbalahs off. Because when I'm getting up, that means I'm planning, I'm thinking. That means I'm in the preparatory mode. So there's a Kabbalahs all as I prepare for the events of the day. And retrospective is when everything's done. So everything's done for the entire night. Right? It's not when I'm sleeping, that's when I've stopped doing things. So my retrospective Kabbalah can happen any time at night, because that's when I feel things are done and I can look back at them.
Then you would think that it would be the last 3 hours of the night when people, halacha would establish your bedtime, midnight, and then we'd say the last three hours before midnight.
We talk about that. A person does is up at those hours. But I would think that once you dedicate time for sleeping, so you can't create a mitzvah, but almost a dream. Was that, yeah, like, it would be like a mitzvah that's designed for an onus.
Isn't the night preparing for the day? In the
Jewish calendar,
couldn't it be that the
Kabbalah
is for the next, even though we have sleep between, so
yeah.
The Kabbalah for the next day.
But then I guess that's good. It's an interesting idea, but do we view sleeping as only as a preparation for the next day, or as a way of, like, I'll say Kabbalah, it's easier to get around to. When you talk with the neshama, that's really in retrospective. That's the
you take precedence over your son.
The chiddush of sleep, the Harvard studies on sleep, the chiddush of sleep, and they go back to the 70s thing. Sleep was always seen as a way of refreshing ourselves. And the Harvard study said no, that sleep is a time when the body is repairing itself. So it's like it's a phenomenon of itself. So I don't know
is there a difference between refreshing and repairing?
Yeah, in other words, I need to sleep in order to be awake for the next day. And the other is that because Baruch Hu put into Teva that the body needs to regrow certain cells. But it's not that I need to be awake
for the next day. Repairing is more physical as opposed to refreshing.
Just
being more
alert.
Mental.
Right. Just being alert. In other words, coffee cannot replace sleep.
If I'm on the night shift, though, should I switch my kabanas?
I don't think so.
No, because if night is really when you're starting your day.
Yeah. I think that all these things are Kedesh Baruch Hu's Kaveya.
That's
normal people.
Yeah, well, you say
Hashkivinu Hashem, Bubba Dato,
he says all. He said Dadi Mara.